Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits getting set for game two of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blakemore, alongside the guy who made sure the Shuckers won game one of the series, Nick Bennett. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Shuck Nation. Love to see you guys out at the ballpark.
How fun was it to pitch last night in front of them?
Always fun pitching in front of Shuck Nation. Biloxi does a really good job of bringing in fans, and we do a good job of putting a good product out on the field and giving some entertainment to these awesome fans we have.
You also got the Powerade bath last night from Abner Uribe.
Yeah.
How fun was that?
It was cold for sure, but it was almost like my pre-cold tub, because I went and hopped in the cold tub after the game, so made things the transition a little bit easier for me.
But how about last night for you? 7 strikeouts, 4 shutout innings in a spot start. That was pretty incredible to watch.
Yeah. When you get your name called, don't make too much of it. And be an out-getter no matter where that is in the game, whether that's the first few innings of the game, middle of the game, last outs of the game. You got to get the guys out. Game can't end until they're out. So it doesn't matter when you're doing it. You just got to go out and do it.
You and I have spent a lot of time this year talking about the mental transition and how you shape an outing to being a relief pitcher.
Sure.
Yesterday, hop back to being a starter. What was it like to flip that switch back to the starting role?
It felt good. It felt normal to me. Wasn't anything out of the ordinary. And I've had a starter's routine for a long time. And so I just kind of went back to what I normally do. And, didn't make too much of it. Didn't make it a big deal. And just went out and tried to give the team a chance to win.
What's that routine like for you? Because we saw yesterday you were reading a book, you were hanging out, you're taking a nap. You looked about as cool and calm and ready to go as anybody.
My girlfriend recently got me into reading a little bit. So I do some daily reading. I have a daily Bible devotional book that I read each day, one page a day. So there's one page dedicated to each date of the month for 12 months. And then I also am reading a book on mentals, basically, kind of how the brain works, how it operates, and kind of how it reacts to certain situations and the different parts of the brain. And, that's just part of my daily routine now. I do a little bit of reading. It kind of calms me down and just puts me in a good headspace. And then, obviously, I took a little 15-20-minute nap yesterday as well, put the phone away and just kind of disconnect and just get relaxed before it was time to go out and do my job.
On the faith side of things, as a baseball player, it's hard to fit in church on Sundays because you play on Sundays.
Sure.
How do you keep that a part of your life while also playing professional baseball?
Sure. Definitely reading the daily devotional book has helped keep my faith and helped me been able to continue to sharpen my faith. And then also minor league baseball does a really good job of fitting in a little Bible time on every Sunday, whether that's just reading a part of the Bible or reading part of the Bible and then diving into just the background of what we read or something like that. But minor league baseball does a really good job of that, and that's just been a part of me since I've grown up. My mom and dad raised me that way. I went to a Catholic grade school and a Catholic high school, so that's just a part of who I am and something I'll continue to do on the daily.
On the mental side of things, you talked about you're reading a book about the mental side of things and the brain, and pitching is so much about thinking.
Sure.
And also not thinking and being able to forget. How important is it to know the mental side of things as a pitcher?
Sure. I have a really good mentor back home in Cincinnati who used to play for the Brewers named Brent Suter. And he's doing fantastic with the Colorado Rockies right now. And him and I have very good conversations here and there. And in the offseason, he kind of got me into, kind of shaping the mental side. And I think I did a good job of shaping the mental side in college, and that was something we focused on. And then I got a little bit away from it once I got into pro ball. And now I'm kind of working my way back into sharpening the mental side of the game every day. I think it's just a part of my daily routine now. Whether that involves the reading or just some breathing or some meditation, just simple things like that for 5-10 minutes have really helped me out.
Suter is a guy who had an incredible major league career. How impactful is it for you to be able to go to a guy and ask for advice who's been there and done that and is still doing it?
Right. Brent Suter is, in my opinion, one of the greatest human beings to walk the face of this planet. He does a lot of great things for his family, his teammates, all the teams that he's played for, the Brewers. Fun fact, people may not know, he went to the same high school as me as well. So we're both from Cincinnati, and that kind of brings a connection for us as well. And then in the off season, we work out at the same facility. And, you know, him and I do a good job of pushing one another and just trying to better ourselves, whether that's physically, mentally, on the mound, watching video, mechanically, all kinds of different things. So he's been a really good guy to lean on for sure.
Well, it's certainly helped your career out in a big way. Yes. You've been terrific to watch. It's been a lot of fun to watch you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.